Cruel and unusual punishment in regards to prisoners outlawed with the Eighth Amendment. Do you know when the Eighth Amendment was ratified? 1791. Well, cruelty reared its ugly head again last night, this time in a hockey game. You play, for the most part, great for 58 minutes and lose in the last two. Cruel, but not necessarily unusual. That is the game of hockey.
Oh, it's brutal. No doubt, Schultz. See, this is it's a hard one for me. This is a hard interview for me right now. You know, I mean, we played a hell of a road game, and no, it's just too bad we lost that game. It's a cruel, cruel
world. 0-0 through 1, 0-0 through 2. Bemidji State sure had a couple of great chances in the third to go up 1-0. Hockey reared its ugly head once again. 20 seconds left in the Otter Tail power play. Jackson jutting up the far side wall. Lundman cross ice, feeds Loft. Loft toe drags around him, gets to the backhand, a shot right to the chest of Benny Halas. One puck not cleared, one puck in the back of the net. And Northern will pick it up now in the right side corner. Trying to feed it into the slot. It's stolen away by Mitchell Martin. Martin, puck coughed up, shot, and a goal. Tucked it just inside of the left post. I believe that was Artem Chalane, and Northern Michigan, with a minute 46 left, leads 1-0.
Beavers in full-out scramble mode, pull the goalie, 2-0. Game over.
30 seconds to play here in regulation. Northern up 1-0. Beavers pull the puck free, right to a Northern Michigan Wildcat. 2-0. It's a cruel, cruel world. The goal by Christoph Papp. It only ever got me hurt, and I finally
learned it's a cruel, cruel world. Hockey indeed is a cruel sport. Plenty of instances across the country where the sport is cruel, and that's why we love it. Beavers getting back on the horse today. Game 2 against the Wildcats from Northern Michigan. Budweiser pregame show next here on the Beaver Radio Network.